ongoing, and we believe that it is reasonably likely that the Court of Appeals will indeed take further review of the Lavery case.
Okay, thank you. We'll turn now to the issue of personhood. Mr. Colston.
Your Honor, there's simply no precedent anywhere of a non-human animal receiving the right kinds of rights they're talking about. The exceptions that do exist to legal personhood being assigned to something that's not human, in every instance that they've cited, it's something that in some way relates to human interests, whether it's a corporation, whether a ship is treated as a legal person. We think that really is the principle that's governed the assignment of legal personhood. We think that's what the Lavery Court said. And we think that's the law, Your Honor, and we don't know of any exceptions otherwise, and petitioner hasn't cited any.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Wise.
Your Honor, to say that no non-human animal has ever been the recipient of a writ of habeas corpus, well, you know, until the Non-Human Rights Project began filing these suits, no one had ever asked. And the entire hearing has to be looked at in the context of the extraordinary purpose of a writ of habeas corpus. It is the most important writ in the arsenal of writs that are in the Anglo-Saxon heritage. It's not called the Great Writ, capital G, capital W, for nothing. And the very purpose is to protect autonomous and self-determining beings. But science has shown us over the last 50 years, especially over the last 20, that there are more autonomous beings in this world than just human beings. Chimpanzees are not cabined by instinct. They're self-conscious. They have a theory of mind. They can understand what others are thinking. They understand that they're individuals, that their lives mean something to them, which is one of the reasons why imprisoning a chimpanzee is at least as bad and maybe even worse than imprisoning a human being. Because chimpanzees who are in prison and being essentially being exploited by Stony Brook now, they don't even know why they're there. These are the sort of things that we would only do to our worst criminals amongst us. And one thing I want to make clear is that our argument is limited, extremely limited, to the argument that Hercules and Leo, these chimpanzees, should be persons solely for the purpose of a common law writ of habeas corpus.
Thank you. Understanding what Mr. Wise refers to as the Great Writ and what it means to us, and I think another judge of this court many years ago referred to it as a powerful and broad tool subject to expansive interpretation, and our understanding that the law evolves according to scientific discovery, social mores, witness marital rights. Isn't it incumbent upon the judiciary to at least consider whether a class of beings may be granted a right or something short of a right under the habeas statute, some kind of special status? Thus, why can't a chimpanzee, by virtue of the traits documented in petitioner's exhibits, the expert exhibits, be deemed a person for the sole purpose, as Mr. Wise says, of permitting the writ to the very limited extent sought? Why isn't that an appropriate use of this great writ?
Your Honor, what has been diminished all along in this proceeding is how different it is what they're actually trying to do. How these similarities that they paint, you can talk about 99% of DNA and other aspects that create similarities, but the reality is that these are fundamentally, they are different species. I worry about the diminishment of these rights in some way if we expand them beyond human beings. I also think courts are simply just not going to be equipped to determine where this new line is going to be for these vague categories that, yes, they've given them some scientific heft, but autonomy and self-determining, this just becomes a question of where are we going? You absolutely are opening the possible floodgates, and it is a great writ, but it's been a great writ for human beings. I think it should stay there, and I think the ramifications are ones that we can't always foresee and could have a dramatic effect, not only on our understanding of how important these rights are to human beings, but in applications that could affect our society in a negative way.
Thank you.
If you define a good hearing as one in which the judge asks a lot of questions and is clearly giving both sides a fair and comprehensive listen, I thought it went great.
What happens now?
I believe the judge is going to take it under advisement, and sometime in the next month or two, we should have a decision.
Stephen, quick question. How significant is the fact that this hearing today even took place, in your words?
It is highly significant because a writ of habeas corpus hearing for a non-human animal is being held in the same way it would be for a human being. So we're now being treated like all the other autonomous beings of this world.
So is this a partial victory?
It's a partial victory just standing here. Yes.